Hey, let's do it again, Coach F, with you for this Friday, March the 27th. I think it's the 71 episode, I'm not sure. But anyway, that's going to be a special episode because I was invited, I was a guest on Sonia Perron's podcast called SOS Business to talk about artificial intelligence and a really high-level ballpark because it's going to be a 30 minutes. So for my jogger out there, it's going to be a smaller run than the 45 to an hour that we could have usually on the Dare Real Agile podcast. So even if I'm on vacation right now, probably in the jungle of the Yucatan or the Chiapas, I decided to use my guesting, Sonia, she's a great entrepreneur as well. If you'd like advice in terms of everything that's touched the human at the center of the business, of your business, here's the way to go. So subscribe to her channel. If you're watching this on Rumble and X video speaking, you could go to our YouTube channel. I'm going to put the link in the description of this podcast. If you're listening to it, and to Apple, Spotify, and many other platforms that we are in. And if you want to watch the show, you could see the collab show on our YouTube channel as usual, or this live directly into our Rumble. So that's going to be it for this Friday, March the 27th, for this special episode of the Dare Real Agile podcast, where I was a beautiful guest to the beautiful Sonia, speaking about AI and enterprise AI, ballpark, because we could use a lot of those subjects and create probably a 30 minute to 45 minutes long expansion of it, and especially with the development of it all. So enjoy that show, and we'll be back at the end of April for another program, and I hope to have Sonia as a guest that time to our podcast, probably in French at Un Café avec Frédéric, to speak about something else, about the human inside the world of work. Who knows what she want to talk, or if you could share something. So, and once again, remember who you truly are. You are wonderful, you are powerful, and you are free to be whoever you wanted to be and to do whatever you wanted to do in respect of one another. Happy April.
Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Joly, known as Coach AF.
Bonjour et bienvenue au podcast SOS Business. Today we're going to speak in French and English, so it depends how we feel, because we're going to talk about AI and the human factor in AI. And before we talk with my guest today, I just want to say, according to a 2025 MIT Sloan study, 95% of corporate AI initiatives fail to generate real financial value. Only 5% of them succeed. So let's dig in right now with my guest. So Frédéric Joly, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
So what are you doing? Why did I invite you? Because we're talking about AI.
We met at a great networking space created by Leo. Mm-hmm. This is the one entremetteur en français. So that's the, you bring people together and we bridge. So that's the thing. It's really nice to do networking. But if you just do networking, exchanging cards and QR code nowadays, that's worth nothing. But if we do something, if we start collaborating, it's even better. So that's what we call, Leo and I, the bridging mm-hmm. after networking. So that's where we met. And I think I was very touched by your presentation that you did there. And then we talk about the human, and I explain you that with three of my companies, there's Agile Lounge for Business Agility, where we put also the customer in the center of everything we build, whether it's a web application or a software or even a website. And of course, I have a startup with some folks in Austin, Texas. We develop Adrian AI. And if we have time, I could tell you the story of the name. But so that's it. So, and I think you were interesting in your podcast to explore this very, very machine thing and a digital thing. But what about the human in that?
Yes.
I think it is.
Yes, that's it. So, yes, because what really interested, caught my attention was like your equation. That was really the one thing. So, because right now we're talking a lot about AI, we want to optimize, we want to, you know, automate a lot of things. But at the end of the day, there are so many things we need human in. There's a human factor we need. So I would like you to talk about that.
But the equation is just mine alone. So it's a work effort. It's a co-creation. So I would like to salute Samuel Ball, one of my co-worker in this space.
Hi, Samuel.
So and by the way, as we're gonna share it also to my Dare Real Agile, I appreciate that the fact that you're authentic on script like we do at the Dare Real Agile podcast, and I've got a club of joggers that listen to Spotify and Apple, so I just say hi to them.
Hi to them.
That's right. And so, the equation, basically, we start by Brian Kramer, actually, H2H. It's human-to-human interaction. That came from the business field of development. You know, we often talk about B2C, for business to consumer, or B2B, business to business. And we said at the end of the day, when we do pre-sales nowadays, not just to go play golf with someone and get a contract and all of these old way of working, and we are in the future of work, the new way of working, the new economy, and in our case, since probably 2006, including the AI, including the deep learning and everything. So we came up with Brian Kramer first with this notion of H2H. And then I said, okay, now when we build a large language model, LLM, it's important that there's still programmers behind the scene that people forget it. It's not, they think this is a kind of a robot on the other side of the screen, or it's a kind of a monster or whatever. But no, these are a bunch of engineer, software designer that and software developer that still building these tools. Probably the audience knows about ChatGPT. It's the most popular one. It's going to become actually the Facebook of these LLM, language model and chatbot. But now, so we said, like, now we're going to put it further for the future of work. So in a team, you could have an assistant, digital assistant. I'm not talking about Alexa or Siri. I'm talking about transforming those chatbot, pinging into the big data and the Cloudflare and everything, and making them a personality. So that's why Anthropic called them Claude. We call our Adrienne. So that's the model. But behind this, there's AI as a service for enterprise, because the enterprise AI will say, like, oh, I will have a competitive edge. And the Sloan study that you mentioned, these are everyone who started that 2019, I think, to 2021. They put a lot of millions into that, and they were not ready. It's too fast.
We need to have a... So the
return on investment was not there, especially some organization. And did you know that just in Quebec, for private enterprise, including, and if we include the government, it's even lower, there's only 21-23%, according to Chaos Report, that are digitalized. And when I say digitalized, it's the first and second layer of the digital revolution that started in the mid-1980s.
Okay, so you're talking about the layers for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's four layers. Yeah. What are the layers?
So just for fun, like the first one was literally the internet becoming the web. So the internet was there since a long time. And probably mid-80s to mid-90s, you have the web itself. Mm-hmm. So you could chat, you could browse, you could use a modem to connect and everything. And then from the mid-90s to the Y2K crisis, and the dot-com burst, that was the e-commerce. So now you could change your HTML static site or your billboard, they used to call it the board the and the board. BBS, to something less monochrome and really a better interface, plus transactional. You could have a transactional site. AOL was there, Google, Yahoo, and everything. So all of these companies emerged from 95 to 2000. The Y2K kind of scam was there for the binary to the multi-binary IP effect. So that was the second layer there. And after the crisis, of course, we saw Google emerge and all of the others. And then the third layer will be the emergence of the social network. We are now 2000 for the first one, like MySpace, BitChute, and everything. But Facebook, of course, was the ChatGPT of the time. For that. By the way, this summer, I really felt like it was 1993 and 1994 all over again, just before this run of the .com and the e-commerce, and also the social media will change everything and the way we do marketing and interact together. So that was that, and you saw the study that made it happen. So, and now the second layer was a social network, but the third layer was the mobile, your iPhone. Now the internet, nowadays, 87% of Quebecois and Canadian and North American, 87% they do everything
on their phone.
Banking on their phone. So when you have still company today that didn't even achieve the second layer of the e-commerce properly, they're not even using social network properly, and plus the algorithm that kill it anyways. There's no ROE with social media marketing nowadays. So it's LinkedIn, Facebook, it's a scam. And now you have the AI who apparently will change the SEO.
Yes, it's a...
to AEO, and then the SDLC for software development lifecycle will change for ADLC, AI lifecycle.
So
here's the thing. So this is always like a kind of a first world problem, and elite. It's for the elite. Only those, it's only 3% of all of us that actually are achieving great things into all of these layers of digital transformation. And I invite you to listen to the late Serge Bouchard, if you could find it somewhere on the internet, with Les Chemins de Travers, I think it was the title, The Civilisation Numérique. That was great, great, great. You have like professor talking about it. You have like also the effect of the third world, because everything we're going to talk this afternoon, it's only for the first world, mm-hmm. unfortunately. People don't really care about being the first to use AI to enhance their productivity or this and that. It's only like the Western world, part of South Asia. But I bet you that layer with the blockchain revolution as well, the blockchain is not just Bitcoin, but because blockchain could protect your digital twin identity that you're going to need more and more to interact on social network and also with the artificial intelligence, your assistants, your agent that will work with you. And right now, the big debate is having the agent becoming agentic, making decision as a project manager, including financially. So they need to have tokens. So the tokenization is coming up. Maybe I'm too fast right now, but...
No, that's so okay. I'm following. It's just that people... I will
so
ask a few questions just for people
to stop
follow.
Me.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. We're chatting. So, So right now... There's a lot of people, you know, I know there's a lot of companies that are not even using the software. You're like, you can manage a company on your phone today if you're there. But what you were saying is, at the beginning, human are, you know, en arrière de ça. C'est franglais.
They're in the back. Okay.
So
we're still the creator. We're still the strategist.
Yeah. And human cannot be taken out of the equation, and you cannot, you know...
They could, unfortunately, but not now.
Not now.
But they will. Mr. Benjo, one of the three godfathers of internet, and Mr. Smack and Big Cramer, when they talk about singularity, when we talk about the fusion of the unified field of science between quantum mechanics and the cosmology, here you are. And I even have a theory, and I swear I didn't take any mushroom before coming here. I even have a theory that we are ourselves an artificial intelligence. We are so, like I see here, like the beautiful arts and everything. Arts, it's artificial. Mm-hmm. We always adapt our environment to our needs. So we are foreign agent of this world. So that may be thing aside, I said like we are replicating what probably we have been done to ourselves and to the evolution of the biology. Because did you hear about like biodigital convergence?
No.
That's another thing. So that's like the big danger. When we talk about agency, the human agency should be at the forefront. But what if we'd like so much to have an agentic AI so efficient that we put into an Android? I'm not talking about the phone. I'm talking about the real. And you saw them in Southeast Asia. Optimus is ready to launch and to have it in your living room in the United States by summer of 2027.
It's coming.
So you're going to have someone in your... ça sera plus juste des petits robots qui nettoient la piscine. It will be literally someone with two arms two legs cleaning your pool, and it will be a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you put agency into it, like the right to make decision, the right to receive token and bitcoins, to exchange them and everything. So these are real projects. I saw the blueprint.
So they can go and make the grocery.
Exactly. Exactly. But the grocery for you, again.
For you.
They're going to be your assistant. Yes. Not a servant, an assistant.
An assistant.
That's the way, so not slave and everything. So it's like what you see in the movie, it was be not like this, but we will have, like, probably in the next 5 years, I predict that all of these AI on your phone and stuff will be actually on every compliance. Like, the Internet of Object will become now the AI of Object. And, yeah, so that's that will be an assistance everywhere. Like, and I don't know if you realize, but since Alexa, Siri, and stuff like this, it's always incremental. It's empirical.
Yes,
it's they're
step, it's
so,
like,
yeah, so it's always
yeah,
step
they're
by step.
Agile in delivering.
Exactly. And
the,
so that's another
technology.
Thing. For those enterprises who fell definitely with the first, second, and third layer, it's because they stuck to these old way of making project. As now we have to develop the product and even the software as a service or the platform as a service and everything. So if people don't get it, in 2026, after 25 years of the Agile Manifesto, I'm so sorry to say, but it's too late for them. They won't be part of the new economy that will happen towards 2029, 2031.
No, because the way it is, yeah. You know, when it started with the phone, you know, like yeah. You have an update every 3 weeks and there's new stuff in, and, you know, yeah. It's always changing and evolving so fast.
So have you heard about what Professor Benjo just put it out last spring, I think, 2024, 2025?
No.
He, the law zero, because it's the famous four law of robotics from Asimov. And the law zero is your human factor, meaning that it's nice to have the Asimov law of a robot cannot kill a human or... cannot, you have to protect itself, himself, or it's, I said itself because it's it, but without contravening the first law. And so, but the law zero is even more profound because in our field of research and application of artificial intelligence as more than a chatbot, as an agent, as an agentic assistant, with more and more agency that we could program into them because they're not building a consciousness by themselves. It's no. About the learning of things because we're still teaching AI. So that's the thing. Every time you use it yourself, you actually act as a professor, as a practical professor of teaching that AI to build something for you according to the data they could access faster than us and everything. So that's the basic thing. But the Law Zero is, it's a group of researchers led by Mr. Benjo, Professor Benjo, about... not creating agentic AI.
Okay.
Meaning,
but
like, keep it as
people,
an agent.
Because we're talking about mm-hmm. agent, yeah. agentic, can you just, for the people, just to...
So I'm assuming that the people who are listening on board of podcasts are mostly using ChatGPT from OpenAI. So when they use a ChatGPT, actually, if and they start having the paid account, they could create agent. So let's say your marketing team... want to repetitively create ads for your Facebook or anything. Like, it's many tasks, always the same thing. So you want to create a branch within your ChatGPT, and you will create an agent with the proper prompt. Always act as my social media marketing assistant. So this is the role. Your goal is to create my stuff to
the content
and everything.
The branding.
And here's the Pantone code, the color code. So you create
the
an agent.
Guide.
That's what it's made. So you create a branch that instead of opening a new chat, you go to that branch, you open a chat there, but you don't have to repeat your prompt every time because it's already there. So that's an agent. So it's a marketing agent. So the developer, they will use Codex from OpenAI, the ChatGPT, and or Claude Code from Anthropic, which mm-hmm. is more professional. And they will create agent, like an assistant software developer, an assistant UX designer, and so on, with the proper advanced prompting engineering for them to go faster the next time, and also connect them to the many tools that you use to create. I don't know if you use Canva, for instance.
Yeah,
of course, Canva, they have their... Everyone have this little agent now. But this agent will have to talk with your agent in under Claude, Adrienne, or even ChatGPT to make things better. So this is an agent, like, not necessarily autonomous, but enough to make
assistant,
connection.
Yes.
It's an assistance. But it's always like he has a role. Or I said he. It has a
it
role.
Yeah, has
sorry.
A role.
And
but you can decide if it's a he or she or it, you know.
Exactly. And then after that, you the agentic, in that case, you build automation, not automatization.
Automation.
It's automation, which means that the way you program that agent now, it's about receiving a kind of a hierarchy or what we call the architecture, the robotic architecture of Subsension, which is a layer of spiral, where he knows that he could go to you, to me, or to Frederick, or to Audrey, to ask a question before taking a decision. So this is where we are now, and the programmation of the agentic. So it's more autonomous. And he could also give orders to agents. So instead of you prompting, entering into your ChatGPT, that agentic will actually open a chat and ask the other agent to do things in your marketing department, financial department, blah, 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 blah.
So it's more a role. So instead of an agent right now,
but both are roles.
Yeah, but...
But the agentic has more power. And now, in the decision rights, and tomorrow, actually, at 12 noon with Agile Boston and the MIT, we're going to see the first Scrum team for software development completely made of agentic. There's no human at all. So to come back to your thing, so me, I'm not really... I disagree with Professor Sutherland. I agree more with Benjo, because what we built at Adrienne AI is this, is... I don't mind to have agent and agentic working with me, not for me. It's really important. And I don't necessarily want them to build an agency. The agency should be ours. It's and that's why my question is H2H multiplied by AI plus HI, which is human intelligence, working together in a substantive collaboration. So that's the best way. And by the way, that's why we choose Anthropic as our partner. Anthropic is the one who built Claude. Claude is probably the most advanced large language model and assistant right now in many fields. And because they adopt this kind of equation themselves too, and they liked it. When we met them last fall in Austin, Texas again, because it's the new hub there, and also Nashville, Tennessee. So just the music now, it's the favorite thing about AI in Nashville. And so, yeah, so...
Okay. So I'm sure that there's a lot of people listening right now that are, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, 20 minutes kind of short because there's
yeah,
so
I know,
many.
But
I tried to resume what we do.
That's
and
okay.
What we
but
did
it's
for
like,
10 years, actually.
I'm sure that people are, oh, my God, I'm so not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we have three advice to give to people right now, what would those be?
But personally, for whatever you do, your career path or your study path, start using those language model at least, or this Gen AI, to help you be better. Not just write something completely with the AI. Write a draft, prompt it to make it better. Instead of using, you know, use it for yourself, to enhance yourself. So that's the first thing that I will say to anyone if we do a coaching for someone in his career path right now. Secondly, for the enterprise, for the decision maker, the C-level or the whatever, mm-hmm. They will have to use that equation also when they decide to invite, and I will encourage them to invite their middle manager and their people, their subject matter expert, to start using AI and create the agent. Because we don't have time, unfortunately, because there's a big, big thing right now.
Oh, we can take a few minutes.
About the attrition, you know. A lot of people blame AI will replace my job. No, that's the thing.
Well, they said the same thing in the 80s when the computers came.
Yeah.
They said, well, humans will lose their jobs.
But so. That's true. But the funny thing is there's so many, just at Adrienne AI, we opened two new jobs that didn't exist before. It's prompt engineering facilitator that didn't exist. So it's a programmer that now don't need to program anymore because he has his agent with Claude Code.
He's working with them and he's reviewing
exactly.
the job.
And on his spare time, so we don't lay off him. We keep him. He become a product manager, so it's a career advantage. And on top of it, he will train people to adapt AI better and with the prompt engineering and the creation of agent. That's the big thing right now. I won't name all the company that we are bending it with, whether it's in Quebec, Canada, and United States, but this is the thing now. They know that they have to create agent to collaborate with their human counterpart. Doing this, especially I'm talking about like office space work and finance, marketing, legal stuff like this.
Okay. And so the second thing is the
invitation for those to remember that it's still H2M, and for the more aggressive CEO out there that they want the M2M economy. Nah. Well, if they want to justify the layoff. With that, good luck, because part of the Sloan study, not only they lost money, but they had to rehire a lot of people to
and they
to,
lost
to come
all
and
the knowledge and everything. I
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It's a big mess. And so we hope that they won't make the same mess as agile software development did, unfortunately, at some point. Like, because 26 years later, we are still arguing about which is the best method, as the manifesto was supposed to solve it. Now, AI, you're going to see, and the third thing we could say is, I don't know how to say that. It's not really an advice, but I will say, be meaningful. When I see people, because there's a lot of energy usage, it's a kinetic energy. You don't have any idea. When you ask ChatGPT, could you help me with my lasagna or my vacation in Tulum? They are built to do 10x time better than that. I mean, a lot of people use it. Like, I will say 97% of people use it to replace Google search.
Yeah,
or Bing
I know,
search.
And it's terrible because they have it on their phone and they're just using it. It's like, you know, if you want to, you know, you have a coffee, you're taking a little spoon, and then you're taking that thing for the soup to, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah,
no.
So, and it takes too much energy and stuff. Even if it's free, anyway, it won't stay free for long, because we're entering the chaos now or the democratization of it. So, you're gonna see a commercial model. But here's the thing: OpenAI is more commercial. It's more like so. It's gonna be a lot more like not so much for the enterprise AI, I will say. And unfortunately, I just heard that CGE they want to make a partnership with OpenAI. Big fail.
Yeah, but they did the... anyway, we won't get into this.
Yeah, but okay, I mean, I have to say that out loud, because it's you should diversify. Invitation base again, huh?
Yeah, but the defense in US did also a partnership with OpenAI.
But this is more tricky. It's not exactly
the
problem.
Don't
is...
Don't get into this.
If you take a Deloitte, a CGI, a Pricewaterhouse, and all of these consulting firm, the problem is they go outside to other companies. So what happened in Agile, for instance, especially in Quebec compared to all the other places in North America, because the big firm, the big four, the big five, they use what we call scale Agile framework, which is safe in the short term. So everybody is using it. So there's no diversification of thing. And I was speaking this morning in a meeting with engineer. They said, like, don't impose me Codex as a developer to use with OpenAI. But the poor thing is, if Deloitte and CGI start having a partnership, it's not like, if our Ministry of Defense, that's another ethical thing that we could approach, I agree. But actually, Anthropic is the only one right now with probably Perplexity to have a government department to offer services to government. But then after, if it's useful, it's another thing. But I like decentralization, and people should do also another equation. It have to be business agility now, human-centered, customer-centric, and the blockchain protocol, not just to make Bitcoin, that's an outcome. The blockchain protocol should be looking at seriously, because for me, and this digital civilization, that's probably after the internet itself, back in the 60s, blockchain protocol standard, it's probably the most efficient and astonishing invention that we had to protect our digital self. using AI, using social network, using everything, because they're gonna impose it on us.
Yes, it's gonna happen.
Anyway, so you better do it with the blockchain than with what Eric Kerr wanted to do and with the server host in China.
So
the sovereignty of AI
One thing I would add for people to remember is that in the 80s, we all thought that computers would replace people. Mm. But right now, we're all having a computer. It's becoming like a tool we're using. Right now, AI is like, oh my God, you know, it's going to do so many bad things. But at the end of the day, it's another tool.
It's always the human who programmed those things to do bad
exactly.
things.
So it's another tool, and we have the power to make that tool a great tool or not a great tool. So that's my my point.
That's true that according to the real research and the empirism right now, compared to, say, in 1995, Sears is going to be bankrupt or the Bay is going to be bankrupt because of e-commerce. That was the prediction. It took 25 or 30 years.
Well, they did adapt.
Yes.
They did adapt, but not
enough.
Not enough.
But now, what happened in 25 years for the e-commerce and .com will happen in 5 years with AI.
Yeah,
so all the predictions you hear are kind of probable, really high-end. So we have to. So that's why we have like 3-4 camp now. You have the Benjo guys with non-agentic AI, and you have all of those who would like absolutely to give agency to those AI. So that's,
Okay. So thank you so much for being with
us. My pleasure.
Today. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde. Thank you for being there. Et je vous invite à revenir dans 2 semaines pour une autre émission de SOS Business.